With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Mexico opening the possibility of receiving non-Mexican migrants deported by the U.S.
Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum said Friday that in cases where the U.S. would not return non-Mexican migrants to their home countries, that there could be what she called collaboration through different mechanisms. She did not specify, but Mexico could limit the number to certain nationalities or request compensation from the U.S. to offset transportation costs for moving such deportees out of Mexico. Mexico initially favored the return of other nationalities directly to their countries of origin. George Williams reporting.
New Senate Majority Leader John Thune kicking off the new session of Congress with a promise to preserve the filibuster and, quote, ensure the Senate stays the Senate.
Thune and Senate Republicans took power on Friday, a little more than 2 weeks before President-elect Donald Trump will be inaugurated, cementing a firm GOP hold on Washington. And Thune will have to navigate his new responsibilities along with the new president, who has made clear that he expects allegiance from Congress and has previously called for eliminating the filibuster. While Republicans aren't ready to eliminate the filibuster, they are preparing to try and quickly pass much of Trump's agenda through budget reconciliation, a legislative mechanism that circumvents it. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Biden signed a Senate into law a measure that posts Social Security payments for current and former public employees. The change affects nearly 3 million people who get pensions from their time as teachers, firefighters, police officers, and in other public service jobs. Advocates say the Social Security Fairness Act rights a decades-old disparity. Russian officials in Crimea have announced a regional emergency after oil was detected on the coast of Sevastopol. The city is the largest on the Crimean Peninsula. That fuel is spilled out of a pair of storm-stricken tankers in the Kerch Strait. This is SRN News. According to data from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research, evangelical Christians are tithing less to churches these days. The report says, quote, the portion of evangelicals giving to a church fell from 74% to 61% over the last 3 years, and the percentage you gave to a nonprofit or ministry outside of church fell from 58% to 50%. Meanwhile, the proportion of believers who didn't give anything went up. The economic hardships that have gripped the country over the past 4 years have affected everybody. The number of abortion clinics that have been closing in pro-life states is being balanced by new ones opening in pro-abortion states. There were 800 publicly identifiable abortion providers in the U.S. in May of 2022, the month before the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade. Today, there are 792. Illinois, Kansas, and New Mexico, amongst the states with new clinics, several pro-life states have no clinics now of any kind. This is SRN News. Congestion pricing has begun in New York City.
Following years of bureaucratic and legal roadblocks, New York's congestion pricing plan to charge drivers to enter Manhattan from 60th Street down to reduce traffic and raise money for public transportation is set to take effect Sunday. MTA head Jana Lieber.
The point is to make the city better for everybody.
Most cars entering Manhattan from 60th Street down will pay $9 between 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 to 9 weekends. Other times it's $2.25. Trucks pay more. Julie Walker, New York.
Today is Sunday, January the 5th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today. Most of them are actors. Robert Duvall is 94 years old, and Diane Keaton is turning 79. Filmmaker and actor Bradley Cooper is 50 today. This is SRN News.